You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's go chronologically. Yesterday, after you and I got off the air, I hopped in my car and went to get a COVID test. Why? Well, I feel fine. I don't have any symptoms, but I'm getting a colonoscopy on Monday.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, you can't have that until you get the test. So I went and did the little drive-through thing at the hospital. Now, I had one about, I'd say, 3 or 4 months ago because Gretchen wasn't feeling real well and the doctor told her. So I drove her to one of those drive-through things and they said, hey, while you're in the car with her, you might as well give you one too.
Yeah, okay.
And we were both negative and she felt better like even that afternoon. So kind of a waste. But anyway, I went yesterday. It makes me think that the first time I had it done, they didn't do it right.
So, yeah, what happened?
Do you remember when I had that done and I said, man, everyone's whining for nothing?
Yeah, because you were like, it's no big deal.
I'm going to say it's still no big deal. I mean, grow up. It's fine.
You get your finger in there on a daily basis.
This is way beyond.
Well, some people.
There's no
knuckles
way your
deep.
Finger could reach this point. And it's uncomfortable. And let's face it, you don't want to have it done every day if you can help it. But still, it was different from the first time. It seemed like it was farther up in there. It lasted longer. There was much more of the swirl effect that they do. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it was both nostrils, whereas last time they just did it in one nostril.
So they did it correctly this time, because that is exactly what I'm hearing that they have to do. They have to do both nostrils and get way up in there. My little Lila had to have it done because she wasn't feeling good a few weeks ago and she came back negative. But it was Nicole's like, oh my gosh, they got it up bad enough. She's like, and then they get out and do the next one.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the first time, they must have, we were the last ones. We were the last car. They were shutting down. They're probably like, oh, just
get him.
I just stick it in his ear.
Yeah. Because I did warn you yesterday. I've heard some stories of brain leakage. So people have been getting poked so deep that their brain starts leaking. So nothing coming out.
It was so funny because the lady who, she leans into the car and does it. And she was like, you did really well. And I was wondering if I was going to get a sucker or something.
Give you a kiss. Pulled her mask up.
Kiss my little forehead. Send me on my way.
Oh, well, you'll be
fine. But it's done. It's done. I'm supposed to get the results, I think, tomorrow. So
it's so funny that you're getting your face swabbed, and then a few days from now, you're getting your butt swabbed. I mean, you're just getting everything checked out.
Yeah, as long as they don't mix up what goes in what orifice.
Yes, that whole thing.
Man.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, so that's good. And then last night, I sat down, and I remembered about that documentary that you and I have talked about that popped up on HBO. And it's called How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? It's a documentary about the Bee Gees. Now, I know I'm writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, too, because all you have to do is say that band's name. And a certain percentage of people are like, oh. Because of the whole anti-disco backlash after the late 70s.
That, or a lot of people are like, who? So Google them.
Well, there's that.
It's a very well-known band.
Right. But the songs if you
know the song.
Anyway, they really address that thing about the disco backlash. But it's a fascinating story because it traces their entire history from children and wanting to be famous, music stars as kids, and how their dad started, being their manager, and then they made it big, and then blah, blah, blah.
It looks fantastic.
And I'm just going to say it's really well done. It's one of those super professionally done documentaries. And it's got all sorts of guest stars. Chris Martin from Coldplay, they interview a lot. Nick Jonas, Justin Timberlake, Noel Gallagher from Oasis is interviewed several times.
Nice. Love Oasis.
And you find a lot of artists like Nick Jonas and Justin Timberlake, they have mad respect for the Bee Gees. I mean, JT was practically fanboy over them about what they did, for music and everything. Yeah. And I'm just going to tell you, it's 2 hours long. So when I sat down, it was already pretty late. And I was like, I'll watch like 15 minutes of this.
Sucked you in though, huh?
2 hours later, you know, when it was over, I shut off the TV. I was like, oh, it's really cool.
That's great, man. I got to get HBO, I think, because there's so much stuff on there.
Oh, you can't even watch it.
I can't watch it. No, uh-uh. We'll kind of talk about that actually coming up in the Turning Report, what one senator wants to do with the streaming services, and I'm kind of on board, so I can watch that and then the new Wonder Woman. My two biggies that I want to watch.
Yeah, but buddy, nothing is free.
I know.
I mean, anytime a politician says, I want something for free,
they still
you're going to pay for it somehow.
One hand in the pocket, one hand out. Yeah.
That is so
true. Well, good, man.
If you get a chance, watch it. I give it two thumbs up.
Thank you for that.